Okay, we're beginning now, Mirat Hashem, the new Masechta, Moed Katan. So by a little bit of a brief introduction to before we actually get into the learning of this, every Masechta has its own unique flavor to it. So it seems, for whatever the mazel was, that Masechta's Moed Katan had been neglected. A lot of the Sfarim in their Hakdama bring from the Sefer Chassidim in Reish Samech Aleph, 261, the following idea. Read. You should love a mitzvah that's like a mace mitzvah. She'ein la oiskin, that people aren't occupying themselves with. A kigon shetera mitzvah bezuya. If you see a particular mitzvah that's neglected, o Torah she'ein la oiskin, or you see a particular area of the Torah that people aren't learning, kigon shetera shebnei ircha loimdin moed. They're learning maseches moed. They're learning seder noshim, right? Talmud Seder, Kodshim, right? They're learning, like, you know, we'll call it the Yeshivish and Mesechtas, the big six, the big seven, depending on what cycle you go to. But they're learning the Bava Kamas, they're learning all these, Noshim Sugyas. See, in Ter She'in Choshim Lilmod Moed Katan, and no one's learning Mesechus Moed Katan, or Perak Misha Mesu, right? The third Perak, which we'll see, deals with Avelus. Sa'at the Talmud, you should learn it. To Kabbal Schar Godel Keneged Kulam, and you'll get the schar for everyone who's neglecting this. Kihem dukmas meis mitzvah. This a neglected mesechta is like a meis mitzvah. I believe Rav Meir Shapiro also said this in his institution of the Daf Yomi, that you get the mesechtas aren't necessarily covered in the regular yeshivish curriculum. Oysim mesechtos oysim halachos shebnei adam ein ragilim behem. She said doim leechad shahaylo benois. Man had a lot of daughters. Tovim bnei adam vehisim lehem, and he married off all of his daughters. V'nishara basachas, and he had one daughter who was not married. Shalot ivoilis, no one wanted to marry her. Om lavis, she says to her father, Achaisai yodois umnos nikia. All of my sisters have good jobs, good professions. Masi orig, masi rokim, they know how to knit, they know how to sew, they know how to weave. V'kach, and therefore, koftu aleihem hakol. Everybody wanted to marry them. V'hayla noshin, they have husbands. Avalam nesateli umnos shakol merachikin mimenu. Why did you teach me and give me a profession that everybody runs away from? Lorg big day evel v'tachriche mesim. I know how to make death shrouds, right? Ilu haisa umnosi big day simcha. If I would have the job of making beautiful fancy dresses, haisil ish. I'd have a husband already, like my sisters got married. So amlo avia. So the father says back to his daughter who's feeling so neglected. Ani mishabech oischa. I praise you. Osach. Shehakol yelchu etzloch. Everyone's going to be coming to you. Kacham remoed katan. So that's the mashal. The nimshal is moed katan. Since it deals with avelus, everyone's running away from it. Vahadoy melol riboyne shel olam lama inoiskin. Be kimoshar mesechtos. No one is learning me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu heishiv lo toiv harei kevar nemar toiv leches al beis ayvel mileches al beis mishte. It's better to go to a house of mourning than to a wedding. Basher hu soif kol adam acha yitein alibo. That at the end, everybody's going to be coming. Everyone's going to be learning this. So there's an inyan to learn mesechus moikata. There's no reason to run away from it. They also bring. I heard Rabbi Rosner quoted that. The Chavetz Chaim, unfortunately, Rachman al-Islam, there was a lot of deaths in the city, so he gave a kinus, and he says that Maseches Moed Katan is demanding, it's Toveya, it's elbowing the neglect that it had been having to it. So, Mirat Hashem, we're going to correct that now by going to Mirat Hashem daf by daf and learning through Maseches Moed Katan. Just a little bit of an overview of what's discussed. Three prakim in the Masechta, and The first two prakim really deal with the laws of Chol HaMoed. And as we'll see, that Chol HaMoed is much more Moed than it is Chol. So we'll talk about, there is an Issur Melacha, but what are the exceptions, if any? And the fact that there are some exceptions, that leads to a tremendous discussion in the Achronim. Like, for example, by Shabbos, Or Yom Tov, you don't find a certain heterim, right? We'll get through them as we delay, but throughout the Masechta, we'll see there are basically five different categories of malacha, of permitted malacha, as Davar Ovid, Tzarchei Rabim, etc. But you don't find that. You don't find it necessarily by other malachas, by Shabbos. So based upon that, machlokes is the isur malacha on chol moed deraisa. Rashi seems to say that way on our Mishnah. Just find it. V'ashem lokecha mashvi otzu b'siyas malacha afshish atzurim b'siyas malacha. Right. Okay. So again, Rashi says we'll learn it later about the Rashi. Tosfos seems to be saying that the malacha is derabanan. The isur malacha on chol moed is derabanan, and then the Ritva over here in the beginning on Daf Beis has a, so to speak, he quotes a pshara. He says that there are certain malachos. Okay, ika plugta b'nei Rav Usa, ika isur doraisa b'malachis moed klal, ika manda omer sheish isur Torah b'chol she'ein davar aved v'shlo letzorach klal. Okay, so he seems to be saying almost the third ground. There's a pshara that some malachos in certain cases are deraisa, some are derabanan, and then everyone's talking about this idea of like Rifa quotes Masruch Akosav lechachamim, that they, even if you're learning this isur doraisa, the Chazal are the ones who are koveya what exactly is included within the Isra Doraisa. Okay, so but there's so many different Gemaras, so you have to figure out how all the different Shitas work out within. Again, that's really the first two Parakim are the Halachas of Chol Hamoed. And at the end, the third Parak is the Laws of Avelus. Talks a little bit about the Rosh. The Rosh has 100 Simonim in the third Parak about the Hilchos Avelus. In Cherem, right, the Laws of when you excommunicate something. And there's a little bit about Saras as well. Okay, so let's begin. Says the opening Mishnah. Mashkin beis hashlochin b'moed v'shvius. So a beis hashlochin is a type of a field that needs to be irrigated, right? So you're allowed to do this on chol moed, and you can also do this on shvius, right? Both from a newly emerged mayan, a spring that came out only starting on Yantiv, or from one that had not yet come out and it's just starting, right? I mean it hasn't come out originally, I mean, it's been there pre-existing. Aval, ein mashkin lo mimei hageshamim. You're not allowed to irrigate the field with any rainwater that you had that was collected. Right, because it's going to be a tirchi aseir. It's a major shlep to do that. Below me may hakilon, and you're not allowed to use this kilon, which is like a certain type of lever they use to draw out water from a bucket in deep in a well, and you bring it there. The Rambam brings this down actually in Shmita Yov on the first parak halacha ches. He says mashkin beis hashlochim b'shvius v'hisdeh hazria shitzmeya b'yoser. This is a type of field that has grain, but it's very semeh. It's very arid, right? So you use in the Shemitah here, v'chein tzedei ha'ilonos, and also if you have like an orchard, im haya meruchokin, zeh mizeh, yeseh me'eser, v'beisah, mochkin es hamayim me'ilon le'ilon. You're allowed to draw the tree, the water from one to that, aval lo yashke es kol ha'sod, you can't water the whole field, im haya mikrovon, zeh lezeh eser le'beisah, mashkin kol tzedei b'shvilon, then you're allowed to water the whole thing, v'chein ofer halavon, so to the the dirt, marbitinosam b'mayim b'shvius b'shvil ha'ilonos shelo yipasedu, that they shouldn't get ruined. Continues the Mishnah, ein osin ugios l'gafanim. You're not allowed to make like a circular type of ditch around the base of these gafanim, the grapevines. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, ein osin es ha'ama b'techila b'moed u'b'shvius. A new type of amas here, a water channel, it's called it because that used to be like the dimensions of it. You're not allowed to make this on chol hamoed or on shvius. V'chachamim omrim osin es ha'amah mitchila b'shvius. You're allowed to make a new one on a shvius year, u'mesakin es ha'mekukolos b'moed, and you could fix one if it got damaged during chol hamoed. Okay, so in addition to be able to do malacha on your own property in order to avoid like a type of loss, you're allowed to also do this for tzorchei rabin, for public needs. So the Mishnah continues and says, "Umesaknin es kilkule hamayim shebushus harabin." You're allowed to fix these damaged types of water pipes. Some explain actually it was carrying water. Some say this was the what's the word I'm looking for, the waste, right? The sewer systems. V'chotin oson, you're like allowed to clean them out, and you like dirt or schmutz that got in there. U'mesakin es hadrochim, you're allowed to fix the roads. V'es rechoivos, the streets. V'es mikvos, hamayim, you can fix the mikvos. V'osin Kol tzorchei harabim. You're allowed to do anything that needs in public. So some of the Forshim explain the reason why you're allowed to do this, even if it might involve the tircha, is because this is when people are available to do it. Umitzainin es hakvoros. You're allowed to mark off for the kohanim. They have to know where the graves were. V'yoytzin af al kiloim. And you can even go and uproot the types of kiloim. We'll talk more about at the very end. These are the forbidden mixtures that grew while it was during the rainy season. Okay, let's start the Gemara. Hashto. I'm going to quote on the first part. Yesh loimar mimayin sheyotz mitzchila to osil impule mashkin. If you have on Chol HaMoed, you have a brand new spring, right? It's not stable, so therefore it could also mean like nefila could fall. It's going to collapse, right? So it's going to be a lot of work for there. Then you could do that. Mimayin shelo yotz mitzchila, but when you had the one that was already there to lo osil impule miboile. I mean, you have to tell me that it's not going to collapse. You had to include it well. So Amri, no, there is a reason. It's true. You had to necessarily mention the second case as well of the pre-existing Mayan. To eat on a Mayan shiyotz mitchila. Because again, if I only would have taught the case in the Mishnah of a Mayan that just came out now, Sahava Min, I would think like this. Hocha hu de beis hashlochin in beis habal lo. In that case, that's when the beis hashlochin, that's the one that needs the irrigation, then you're allowed to. But the beis habal, right, the actual one that's content, I wasn't explaining in a minute why it's called that way, then you wouldn't be allowed to, right? Mishum da aslan puli, it's going to fall. Ava mayin shelo yotze mitzchila, but if you had the mayin that was not going to, delo osi lin puli, that it's not going to collapse, there's no concern, right? So then you would think that you could give some extra water to it. Ema fila beis habal nami, right? So even in the case of the beis habal that would have enough rainwater, you could. So kamash falan, that's why the Mishnah tells me no. The chiddush is like this. Loshna mayin shiyotz mitechila, loshna mayin shloyotz mitechila. There's no difference as to whether or not the mayin was there before Yom Tov started or whether it's just coming now. The rule is, beis hashlachin in, beis habal lo. You cannot water a beis habal, right, even from one that had been a mayin that had been there already beforehand. Okay? So now Gemara wants to ask a little bit of linguistics. Umay mashme hai beis hashlachin lishne ditsa chusahi. How do you know this word, beis hashlochin, that it means like sahus is something that's thirsty, right? If you're thirsty, what does that imply? That implies that you need something to drink. This field needs water. Beis hashlochin needs to be water, needs to be irrigated. Dechsiv, so what's the pasuk? By a mulek. Va'ata oyef viyageya. You were faint and you were weary. Umetargmina, and the unklus explains, va'at mishal hei viloe. So shal hey, the hey and the ches are switched around, and therefore you see beis hashlachin. That means something that is that's what's it called, thirsty. Yeah, umimai mashma the high beis habal lishna de miyasvusahi. And how do you know the beis habal, which was the field that gets with the rainwater, and that's enough? How do you know that's like yishu, like it's settled? So you don't need a lot. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu. A man takes for himself, he's boil a young woman. The targum on the pasuk is Are kema demi tosav ulam im besulto yis yat vun begavech binayich. Right? The young man settles down with the basula, so too your sons will become settled amongst you. So it sounds like someone who is who's settled. The Ritva, pull it out. The Ritva here says, where is it? Kloimer, she'oimed libo miyusha belo daiga. Right? That your heart is settled with it. That's the way he's learning, right? Okay, so that it's a lashon of being content and of not having to necessarily, look out for more. That's how the Ritva is explaining why a beis habal, right, is something that doesn't need anything else. You're not worried about it. Okay. Now we're going to start working at what the principles are that's working here in the Mishnah. Mantan l'pseida in harvachalo. We say now, in order to avoid a hefse, in order to avoid a loss, that is allowed. But for benefit, for havacha, that already no. Right, so who's the Tana? V'afilu b'machem p'seda mitrach nami lo tarchinon. That even if in the place we're going to get a loss, you're still not allowed to do a major tircha, because the Tana in our Mishnah says that all cases are osur, right? Whether it was with the well, anything like that. Omer of Huna, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I'll tell you, it's the opinion in the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ditznan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. You're allowed to pull water from one tree to another. As long as you don't water the entire field, because the field normally has enough with the rainwater, you're not allowed to do it more. Okay, you can tell me that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that this tircha just to do more profit, that's not allowed. Tircha b'malka p'seda mishamalei, but did you hear him ever say anything about tircha, a major effort in a case where there's a loss, right? The Mishnah isn't talking about that. Se'ela, Omer of Papa, it's a little bit differently. Hi, Mani, who's this going like? Rabbi Yehuda he. Our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. The Tanyas, we learned in a Braisa. Mayan hayotze mitechila. It came out, this Mayan came out originally, right? You're even allowed to water from it a base habal. The one that you get, the base habal, again, we said, is content. It gets enough from the rainwater. Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, he says, no. Ein mashkin elas de base hashlochin shecharva. No, the heter is only to use a base hashlochin, the one that needs irrigating, that it's charva means it dried up now, right? It's charva, it's like destroyed. It needs water. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, lokach velokach. He says, no. Not this, not that. Yes, Sir Al Kain, even more than this, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, because of the tircha that's involved, Lo yifne adam amas hamayin v'yashke l'ginoso v'chur vosoy v'chol shomoed. You're not even allowed to divert the amas hamayin, the water, from its regular path to your garden or to your destroyed thing, right, which you want to try now use to plant it up. You're not allowed to do that in chol moed. Someone asks, my chorva. Let's go to the first part of it. What exactly did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he talks about this field that is chorva, it's dried up? Ilema. Now, ilema always introduces it's a suggestion for an answer that's going to be rejected. Ilema, if you're going to tell me chorva mamish, that it's totally, totally dried up, salam li demashkile. Everything's parched, it's done. What am I going to water it for? It's nothing to talk about. So, amar abaye shechorva memayin zeh. No, it means that one, the Mayan, when you've been irrigated up until now, that's the one that dried out, v'yotzla Mayan acher. But in the meantime, another Mayan has come up. So if you don't use from that one, that's what's going to ruin it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, oimer lokach v'lokach. The next part was when Rabbi Elazar said, no, neither one. He doesn't hold from either one. Lo shna chorav mayana, v'lo shna lo chorav mayana. Doesn't matter whether the Mayan is dried up, or it hasn't dried up. There's one overall, and the claw guddle is Mayan Shiyotze B'techila Lo. Any newly emerged Mayan, you're not allowed to use, even to irrigate part of the field that needs it for that. Right? The Beis HaShlachin. Okay, so what comes out now, right? According to Yehuda, he seems to hold like the Mishnah, right? Which means that only that the part that the Beis HaShlachin you could water, but not the Beis HaBaal, right? And even the case that needs the Beis HaShlachin, you can't use a major, like a Tirchi Yaseira. So now we're going to work on that Yesod. Umi Mai. How do you know this? How do you know that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma Adkan Lok Om Rabbi Yehuda, Beis HaShlachin in Beis HaBaal Lo. Maybe he doesn't really necessarily agree to this rule that you could do a Beis HaShlachin, an irrigated field, but not the Beis HaBaal, the rain field. Ella the Mayan Shiyotze mitechila. Dilma osi leimpule, because it's gonna collapse, right? Ava Mayan shelo yotze mitechila. But in the case of a Mayan that did not just come out recently, dilo osi leimpule, it's been there, it's secure. We're not worried it's gonna fall. I feel the base habal nami. So right, so even then you could water the base habal. Seim kain masnisin aman. So then, who's our mission going to be going like? Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, lo shna mayin sheyotze mitchila, lo shna mayin delo yotze mitchila. No difference between when this mayin came out, beis hashlachin in, beis habal, lo. That you can only do it for a, beis hashlachin. but not the Beis Abal. Hi, the Kitani Mayan Shiyatz B'Techila. So then why did it talk about the case of a mayan that's now come out for the first time? Lodiach HaKoicha de Rebbe Meir, to show you the Chiddush of Rebbe Meir. Da Afilu Mayan Hayotz B'Techila Mashki Mimenu Afilu Sedebal. So even, he's so makel that even a mayan that just came out now, you're allowed to do that even for a Sedeh HaBal. I think I said Beis HaBal, right? Afilu Sedeh HaBal. So, on this is an interesting discussion. If you look in the Rash, let's do Tosfos. Koicha de Rebbe Meir de Mekel, ve'im toimar, maybe listen shelo yotz mitechila. Maybe she go the other way and tell me the case is where the mind had not come out before. And the hadiah koicha de Rebbe Yehuda de Machmir, right? Tell me the chiddush the other direction, not that Rebbe Meir is Mekel, but tell me the chiddush that Rebbe Yehuda is the one who's Mekel on this. No, famous rule, koach de hetera odif. That the koach of the to be makil is better. It's a stronger thing. Rashi explains on Beitz Adav Beis and Beis this idea of koach de hetera odif means you have to, the Rav has to know the sugya very well. The posik has to be able to tell you this. I can say with certainty is mutter, and I'm not just telling you this, you know, to be strict because I'm not sure what the halacha is. Had an interesting case. Someone was telling me that came up. It was Erev Pesach, and they weren't sure exactly with the ketchup that was used. Was there chametz in it? Was there wasn't? So he told the woman, yeah, put it in the freezer. Use it for the Shabbos after Pesach is over. He wasn't sure what the metzias was. He didn't have the koach hetera. Didn't know again. Erev Pesach. It's not so easy. No one's picking up the phones. These kashrus agencies to clarify what the metzias is in the ketchup bottle. Oh, all right. The weiter. So now, this idea of the koach de hetera that is that's odif. So it means you have to know the sugya well enough in order to say, I can tell you with certainty this is, but I'm not just ruling this way out of a doubt. Now, the tzlach over there in Beitza has an interesting idea. He says, when do you say koach de hetera odif? Only when that wouldn't have been my natural course, but we know it. If I ever have a suffix on a deraisa, so suffix deraisa, I'd have to go to chumra. So I could only say koach de hetera odif is on a din deraisa, because if the suffix would have been on a derabanan, so that would have been my default violence. No chiddush over here to say koach de hetera odif on a derabanan. Of course, it's going to be mutter because suffix derabanan lakula. So that's an interesting idea that Slach adds to our discussion about having this koach de hetera is odif. Okay, fine, weiter. Itmar. Hamenachesh v'hamashke mayim lezroyim b'Shabbos. If you're weeding or you're watering these types of your zroyim, your seeds on Shabbos, mishumai masvinim bay. What do I have to give the hasra? What do I have to warn you with? Sarabah omer mishum choresh. You have to tell them that you're violating the malacha of choresh, of plowing. Rav Yosef omer mishum zoreya. You have to tell them that you're violating zoreya, which is plowing. Tosfos, the next Tosfos asks, "Mishumai masrinan? Why? What's the correct hasra? De ain adam loike, you don't get malchus v'lo neharag, or you don't get the mises beizdin ela b'hasra. You have to warn them. That's part of the necessary conditions. Shemasrinan bo, you tell him lo sasechach, don't do it. Isur mafkina b'sanhedrin mikra detzorich lefarish sham is shame iser behedi. You have to tell him what exactly you're doing wrong. You know, and if you give him the wrong malach, you say, don't plow, don't sow these seeds, don't water your lawn, because that's kosev. Kosev, what are you talking about? It's ridiculous. There's actually a chiddush, I think it's in the Minchas Chinuch. I believe that's where I saw it. I don't have it in front of me right now. But I think he says an idea that you actually have to quote the pasuk. I'm not positive. It's something I remember seeing brought down somewhere of Ad Kedei Kach. We don't assume that way. We assume that you have to actually, not mentioned in the Torah. Not all the malachas are mentioned in the Torah. Only Eish is mentioned, right? Lo Sevar Eish. But Afal Pichein, you have to give the correct hasra, or else it looks like a joke. So that's what they're talking about over here. What's the correct hasra? To get malchus, to get misa, right? Shogeg, mezid. But they have to give the correct hasra, or else it doesn't count. Okay, so Omarava, Kivasi Didi Mistabra. My svar is very logical. Ma dargo shel choresh, because what's the derech, what's the normal thing, that what does choresh accomplish? L'rapuye ara, it softens off the ground. So hainami merape ara, when you're weeding, you're watering, you're you know, you are
you're softening the ground. Rav Yosef kavasidi di mistaber. Rav Yosef, my logic is very compelling. Ma darka shel zoreya letzemuchi peira. It causes the fruit to grow. Hachanami hu too. But samach peira. It's causing it to grow. So what are they arguing? What are they arguing about over here? So. Third Tosfos in a row. Tosfos says over here, Dibra Hamaskil Kam Erope Ara, De Bosser Iker Hamalacha Azlinun. We go after the beginning process, V'Doma Lechorish. Okay, so that's like the beginning of the process. Rav Yosef, Avagav, De Iker Malacha Doim Lechorish. You're right, that's the beginning of it. Machsheves HaNefesh Lala Rupi Ara. We're going at the end result. Uvahochi Pligi. The rabba saw over the bosser hamaisa, right? What, not the beginning, but the result. The medamin law, v'lol acher hamachshava. Rav Yosef saw over bosser hamachshava aslinan. He goes after the actual machshava, what you're thinking about. To have an ikar v'lo aslinan bosser hadinyan. So it's interesting. It sounds like a little bit of a precursor to some brisker lumdus over here. What are we focusing on? Are we focused on the action or are we focusing on the result? That would be the machloikis, or is the iser. Over here, is it plowing, or is it chorish, or is it sowing zoreya? The Ritva says a little bit differently. The Ritva says... Where is the Ritva? Just one line in the Ritva. Oh, here it is. Says the Ritva, Pirish, mar ozil boser hashta. One of them's going after right now, mar ozil boser soif. What the end result is going to be. It's a slightly different formulation than the Tosfos. Okay. So now we work it out. Omer le Abayi le Rabba the didoch kasha, right? According to your opinion, I have a kasha. Rav Yosef kasha. Rav Yosef also have a kasha. The didoch kasha on you mishum chorish e mishum zorei lo. Meaning all it's doing is chorish. It's only plowing, but it's not really sowing. Rav Yosef kasha, and same thing just back on him mishum zorei in mishum chorish lo. It's only doing zorei. He's not doing chorish. He's doing both. It means everyone should agree that both chorish and zorei is happening when you're weeding your field, when you're watering your field. You're doing both. The chiteima kol heicha de ikatarte lo mechai ve elechada. And if you're going to tell me, okay, you're right, both are happening. But maybe when you do two malachas, you only get punished for one. Can't be that way. The Ha'omer of Kahana, and the Rabban Paskins like Rav Kahana, Zomer Tzorech Le'etzim Chayiv Shtayim. If you're pruning off the branches of vine on Shabbos, and you need the wood also for firewood or any other purpose like this, you're Chayiv for two chatas. Achas Mishum Noteya, but Achas Mishum Kotzer. So you see, you have to do that. You violated two different ones. Since you needed them both, you could see one action that has two malachas to it, you're chayiv. So why over here aren't you chayiv for both? For both what? For Chorish and Zoreya. Someone says, yeah, Kasha. Okay? It's a good question. All right, but the point out that unfortunately, you know, show that this is a kasher from one Amora on another Amora. So that's interesting. It's not usually when we refuse something, it's from a higher source. Okay. Eisve Rav Yosef l'Rabba Hamenag Eish Amechavel Kiloyim Loike. If you're weeding near the Kiloyim or you're covering them, you get Malkus. Rav Akiva Oimer Afamakayim. Even if you are, you leave it there, as the Rashi say in Dibra Maskel Afamakayim, Sheroa Kiloyim Zerua. The Eino Mevatlo. You just walk. It's a chit. It's like a lav shein b'maisa. You walk past it. You see it there, and you don't do anything about it. So bishleim l'didi da'amin mishum zareya. Rav Yosef says, according to my sheet, this is very good. Ha'inid asira zareya b'kiloyim, because it's shayich. It makes sense to talk about doing an iser of plow of sowing with kiloyim. El didoch, but you rabba. The Amar Mishum Chorish Chorish V'Kilayim Yisira is Asira. Is there a table? What's also about you know doing Chorish with that, right? When you're doing Chorish, you're plowing. There's no Kilayim there. You can't be talking about it. So Amalei Mishum Mekayim. So I says no. According to the way I'm learning it, if you're doing this, you're with your fields, your Kilayim. It's not for Chorish, but it's because you're keeping it in your field. Oh, one second. Aha, I'm going to get a tiny seifa. But as you see from the seifa of Rabbi Akiva Oimer Af Mekayim, Rabbi Akiva seems like he's adding something. He's saying, even if you were Mekayim, so Mechlal, that implies the Tanakama, the Tanakama, Lomishu Mekayim, who? That he's not going within that reasoning, right? So it must be some other type of Malacha.
No, it says the Gemara, Kula Rebbe Akiva hi. The whole thing, the whole statement is only is Rebbe Akiva. Umay tam ka'amar. And he's explaining what is the reason. In other words, you read it like this, says the Gemara. My tam hamnachish hamachafe b'kiloyim loike. What's the reason if you're weeding or you're covering up the kiloyim, you get malchus? Mishum mekayim. Because you are mekayim, because you're maintaining it. Shrebi kiva oimer afa mekayim. Ah, okay, so that's it's not two different opinions. It's all Rebbe Akiva, and he's just explaining it. My time to Rebbe Akiva. So what is the reason of, how do you see this in the pasuk? The Tanya, Parshas Mishpatim, Sodcha lo Sizra kiloyim. You shouldn't sow in your field kiloyim mixtures. Eili ela Zorea. All I know is that if you actually do Zorea, Mekayim Inayin, how do you know that it's there? Tam alone, the pasuk says, kiloyim Sodcha lo. The interesting, the way that it is, the verb is fur. I mean, not the verb actually, but like normally it's like, well, silva shot is. I'll tell you not to do something. But here it's afterwards. So that seems to imply that even if you're just keeping it there, then that low, you can't do that. There's a beautiful chinuch over here on the mitzvah of explaining the svar as to why kilayim are not allowed. And the chinuch says, Mishar sheha mitzvah, the reason why you have this problem is, Kashem baruch hu, olama b'chochma, b'tvun v'das, right? Chochma mitzvah v'das, Chabad. He used all three intellectual faculties in making his world. But also b'tzir kol hatsuros. He made all different types of things. The fimash shahayset tzorech inyon roi lihios, the way it was exactly supposed to be. B'chuvanos kivan eshalim, with a precise kavano, right? Baruch hu hayodeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was exactly what it's supposed to be. V'zeh shenemron says, b'maisa b'reishis, v'yar elokim es kol asher oso, v'hine tov ma'od. Hashem saw what's good, right? So I'm gonna skip a little bit. Vios yodea elokim ki kol asher oso hu mechuvan b'shleimus le'inyano shutzorech ba'olamo. He made everything exactly the way it's supposed to be. Tziva hakol minu min liyos ose perosav leminehu. It's supposed to be exactly the way it's supposed to be, right? In other words, if you're coming along and making kolayim, you're basically saying, it's a chutzpah, God, you messed up. You should have made this extra species, and since you didn't create it in your world, I'm going to create it instead. And that's why the issue of kolayim is such a serious thing. Okay, Emirat Hashem, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up next time, about 8 lines up from the bottom of the daf.